Hey everybody, this is Sam with National Sports Overtime. And were you thinking, really, that USA men's basketball was going to win the gold? Really? Were you betting on it? Well, I haven't. Not yet. I was kind of waiting to see. See, not only did the coronavirus screw up 2020, it's screwing up 2021 also. And it has screwed up these Olympics big time. It has pushed the NBA season back into July, which made it conflict with the Olympics, which were pushed into this year. And it's so weird watching stuff on TV and hearing it be called the Olympics 2020. And I'm thinking, no, we got out of that year. Now we're into this mess. I know a lot of people were shocked last week, I guess it was, when the men's basketball team, it got out in the exhibition game. Sorry about that. They had gotten beat by Nigeria and Australia. Why? Well, I'll tell you why. At least why I was a little shocked, why I was a little disappointed, is because I have been raised that the United States in men's basketball has been the team since 92. Actually, started back, I guess, in 88 when we finished with the bronze medal our last time with collegians. We realized that we needed the pros. So they went into David Stern and said, we have to have the NBA players. And that's when we got the Dream Team in 1992. And that was the story of the Olympics in the 90s. Now, I know a lot of you will think of the 96 games that were in the United States, but the 92 Olympic Dream Team, I think, probably is one of the better Olympic stories of recent history. I guess if you can call 30 years recent history. But since we made a team up of our pros, we have expected to always win the gold. And when we get upset, then people worry. Their lives seem to fall apart. And we're like, what's basketball coming to? We just got upset by whoever. Well, guys, this version of this team that's in the 2020-2021 Olympics, this version is the same team almost that finished 7th, yes, 7th, in 2019's FIBA World Cup, that didn't care 2 years ago. Why do we think we're different now? Did we think that they would be different? Because Coach Popovich has gotten to them in the last 2 years? No. Everybody thought that in 2019, when Coach K stepped down and Coach Popovich took them over, that he would be a fresh, new face. Not really. But they thought that having someone with an NBA mind maybe would help them. Well, no. No, it didn't help them. It didn't pump them up. It didn't excite them. It didn't challenge them. See, Popovich is more of a mental type coach. And with only 2 weeks with this basketball team, and then getting, you know, three players, two from the Milwaukee Bucks and one from the Phoenix Suns, at the last minute, not ever having to gel on defense or anything like that, it has been overwhelming. See, I have Daily Sports Betting Overtime podcast that we obviously make sports bets daily on different games, and people have wrote in and said, are you betting on the Olympics, on the men's basketball? No, because I didn't watch the three exhibition games. And since I didn't watch them, I didn't want to bet right off the bat when I saw they were playing France. France has Rudy Gobert, Evan Fournier, and Nicholas Batum, plus France's whole team, and you should have learned this when Tony Parker played for them, but France's whole team have played together since they were school kids. Middle school, high school, they played AAU ball together. They've played Olympic ball together. See, France plays in European leagues and FIFA and the Olympics under 17, under 18, under 21. And we don't always keep the same teams. However, France does. So these guys have been teammates forever. You know how you had that teammate in high school that you saw walking away from you and it was kind of dark and you could just tell by the way they walked who that was? That's the way France is, as teammates. Team USA is nothing like that. Was Team USA ever the gold medal favorite this year? Yes. You know, the sports books said that they were. Yes, the American fans said they were. But what did the rest of the world think? Did they think we were the gold medal favorites? No. No, they didn't. Not after us finishing seventh in FIFA play in the FIFA World Cup of 2019. They seriously saw us falling down the hill way before we ever did. See, I have to agree with Sports Illustrated. They just put out an article 2 or 3 days ago that said that Kevin Durant, Damian Lillard, and Jason Tatum are absolutely unbelievable good athletes. They are talented. But just because you're good doesn't mean you're a team. They have no idea how to play together. And that's what I was always taught as a young kid from my dad. If you will take a team that's one step in talent below a team that is uber talented, and you can teach that team that's one or two steps beneath them in talent how to play together as a team, they'll beat the uber talented team every single time because they just know what to do. And see, France actually moved the basketball. I actually got to sit down and watch that game. They made the extra pass. They gelled together on defense. You could see them talking to each other and communicating. And when they were going around screens, going behind them, they had a hand on someone and was letting them know where to go. If they were going over top the screen, then the person that was letting them through had a hand on them, letting them know where to go. And they knew and accepted their roles. And see, when I watch Team USA play, they don't accept their roles. But I'm willing to bet some of them don't even know their roles. Have they had the time to sit down and say, hey, you're not going to be jacking up threes from half court. We're going to run this set out of this formation, and we're going to look for this shot from this person. Do they know that? Do they accept that? Well, no. Obviously not. No one has said you don't have to score the most this game. No one has said you don't have to have the most assists this game. No one has said, you know, you don't have to be the superstar we all know you are for this game. We need to rotate that around. We need to pass the ball. And see, the other thing that you can feel when you watch Olympic basketball that you can't feel from Team USA and should have been obvious to us before this even started is all the other teams, especially France, seems like Australia, Italy, they're playing for their country. It truly means something to them. And because it means something to them, they're diving on the floor. They're not half-heartedly diving on the floor. They're legitimately full speed diving on the floor and skidding 15 feet afterwards. Our guys are flopping on the floor 2 feet and not getting the ball because they're not giving full effort. Now, I hear so many of you wanting to write me immediately, and you can, that's fine, saying, oh, they're exhausted from their NBA games. Well, I just named you 3 NBA players that were starting for France. And some of their other players played for the NBA. Now, were they in the finals? No. But guess what? Kevin Durant wasn't either. There's only 3 Team USA athletes that were in the finals that should be still exhausted that you can use that excuse for. All the rest of them are the same kind of exhausted. But when you're playing for your country and it matters and you don't care about money, you don't care about recognition, you just want your country to celebrate that they won a gold medal, that makes you play differently. And France is just better than us at this kind of tournament. And so are many other teams. Because they're playing for each other, for their country. And Team USA isn't. See, Australia and Nigeria beat us in the lead up to the Olympics. And that shocked everybody. But then you have to think about Spain. What about Slovenia that has Luka Doncic, who I love, if you guys haven't listened to the Daily Sports Betting Overtime podcast, then you don't know the love I have for Doncic, but he's unbelievable. And then Argentina may even be better, maybe, than Team USA. Even Coach Greg Popovich mentioned it and said it after the 2019 FIFA World Cup, that the gap in talent shrinks every single year. There are more and more players all over the world getting better all the time. But are we getting better? So many of you still look up to Kobe Bryant. A lot of you know my feelings on the situation, but we won't get into that. But even Kobe Bryant talked about how he was a different player because he started his basketball knowledge, his basketball fundamentals, in Italy, instead of the United States, when his dad was over there. They didn't stress so much about fundamentals as far as, can you do a crossover? Can you take the ball between your legs? He said his basketball growing up was about playing with each other. It was about learning how to hide between screens, how to come off screens, how to talk to each other, how to play defense. It was about learning how to get your footwork properly on defense or on offense coming off screens or setting screens. And after that screen rubs off of you, picking or rolling. Now, if you're listening to this, and you're thinking, my kid plays midget league basketball. My kid plays itty bitty ball. My kid plays middle school, and I don't hear my kid talking about that. Yeah, that's a problem. Because that's why other countries are better than us. Because they teach their kids to play basketball as a team sport, not to be jacking up threes when you're 4 foot tall. They teach correct fundamentals, footwork, and working together as a team. It's rare if you see a European practice, them working one-on-one during a team practice. You see them going 3-on-3 small-sided games. You see them going 5-on-5. You may see them playing some one-on-one in order to learn how to guard someone. But it's mostly 3-on-3, 4-on-4, and 5-on-5, so they learn to talk and learn to play together. They have individual practice for individual moves, for them learning to dribble, for them learning to use their left and right hand, and how to cross over, and how to shoot. And they have individual time for them to learn to shoot free throws. They don't take team time to do that. Are we too focused on the individual? Probably. Because how many of you can say you root for a team? Or do you root for the individual? If your favorite player traded teams right now, would you still follow them? Or would you stay and follow your team? Or is it even your team? I look forward to talking to you guys very soon, and I'll see you down the road.